Blog Talk Radio.
Johnny, we shall be in. So, yeah.
Good. Yes, good evening, folks. How are you? Well, we're good. We're very, very good. The opening theme has been played. The scream from Queen has been played. Now,
No, it hasn't.
Hello, and welcome to
AMC
Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the host are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
There we go.
Yes.
God save the Queen. Everything that's... Oh, wait a second. Wrong country.
No.
Welcome to AMC Press & Co. We would like you to know that this episode is sponsored by the woman who wants to marry Charles Manson for many years of unhappiness, and we would also like to let you know that the Manson's idea extends way beyond the Tate Lobby Omka murders of the 1970s. Instead, it springs forward to in time to go for the more arresting idea of extreme prison makeover. Well, where can you reach us? Well, it's itsmyheroes.com/AMC Press. Or tweet us at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News, which can be found on the same site. itsmyheroes.com/AMC Press. And now a word from our sponsors.
Do you like prison?
Oh, no. Feeling a bit peckish? Do you need more social security in your life? Call 1-800-CHARLIE-WIN. If you call in the next 15 minutes, We'll offer you free in charge the Conestoga wagon and the prison bitch. All for a modest $200. What do you think? Free? Free? Are you actually kidding me? No. We don't get it for free. We don't get it for free anywhere. Anyway. Plenty of time in solitary confinement. This message was sponsored in part by Charlie Manson, Guzman, and Wardens of Cochrane State Prison. Thank you. This just in. The Green Mile gets hitched, and a dead man walks human. Well, yes, it's true. It's true, people, and I don't come on this here podcast and say that it's not true. Well, it's fucking bloody true. Right, so. Now,
I mean, we thought in the office, we were all talking. We're talking about aliens and such like that. But the minute this came through our wire, we felt compelled to bring this to you. For a long time, Charlie Manson, the murderer of the Tate Law, the author of the murders, has, in fact, been in prison. He is a mass murderer. And he has gotten a license to marry a 26-year-old who visits him in prison.
This Which means conjugal visits will most likely be mandatory.
Mandatory?
Wouldn't you think?
I would think so. But the 80-year-old Manson has gone extremely soft.
Or at least you think.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
It's not a matter of playing with your dinghy. But it's weird because this person has committed
atrocities,
more shit than necessary, and yet he has the gall to marry Alphonse Elaine Burton, who left her Midwestern home 9 years ago and moved to Cochrane, California, the site of the prison, to be near Manson. She maintains several websites advocating for Manson's innocence. Okay. This license, we are told, does not specify a wedding date and indicates that the couple has 90 days to get married or they have to reapply.
Right.
Now, we here at AMC Press do not condone the murderers, but at the same time, Burton, who goes by the name of Star, told AP Press that she and Manson will be married next month. Y'all can know that that's true. It's gonna happen. I love him. I'm with him. And there's all kinds of things. And Burton was cut off because she gave that interview to Rolling Stone magazine in which she said that Manson and she planned to marry, but Manson, who became notorious from 1969, in 1969, as leader of a roving family of Yonkers, was less certain about tying the knot. In an interview in December of last year, he's refuted to say,
little ones are garbage. And that's trash. We're playing it for public consumption.
Ask Monday, the wife of the prison person said, none of that is true. Adding that they're waiting for the prison to complete their paperwork. Could you imagine how that is going to go down? Yeah. What's that? Yeah, pass it over. Manson's getting married!
Well.
You didn't tell me this. Next Tuesday? How much time do we have?
What?
Okay, where do we sign? We sign right here there? Right, where do I sign? Yeah? Okay. Now, we sign like that. Okay, fine. Call Miss Burton. Tell her she has 90 days to marry Mr. Manson. And go to all the lawyers in solitary confinement that the lady's getting married. Good. They then sign the papers. That's how that happens. But yet, the California Department of Corrections spokeswoman, Terry Thorne, confirmed that the AP license has been transmitted to the prison.
Huh.
Dalton said each California prison designates an employee to be marriage coordinator who processes all the paperwork for an inmate's request to be wed. In most cases, she said the Department of Corrections approves such weddings as a tool for family reunification, reunification, and social development. But Manson is a unique case. Burton said that the wedding might have happened earlier if Manson did not have some situations at the prison. Apparently, he was getting shanked. But yet, Dalton explained in February that Manson had 3 violations: possession of a weapon, threatening and stabbing, refusal to provide a urine sample. Well, Charlie, if you have to provide a urine sample to get married, I'll suggest you do it, mate. I really do. Because all the psychopaths have a club. They call it the Psychopathic Club. Or the Sherlock Club. Or the rather insane I'm not going there club. But Burton said that the prison holds marriages for the first Saturday of each month, which translates to practically
yes.
Nothing. What day is it? It's Thursday, man. Yes, I know that. I'm here to see Mr. Manson. Okay, Mr. Sutton, sign here. I don't have to sign here. We're getting married. No, that's a day away. I know, but I'm too excited. Okay, fine. Right, I'm going in. Now, she expected to be married in the inmate visiting room at the prison. Meanwhile, in the prison, bring out your dead! Bring out your dead! Dead man walking! No, I'm getting married. Dead man marrying! Dead man marrying! Dead man marrying with 10 guests who are not inmates. Dead man marrying! Dead man marrying! Dead man marrying! Dead man marrying!
What? Denton, what? God damn it, it's all around the news. I'm in the prison. The prison is all around the news. God damn it. So now. Now. However, a life prisoner. Let's just interrupt this with some facts. A life prisoner has no parole date and is not entitled to any family visits or a euphemism for conjugal visits. And just as a curiosity, why didn't Thornton Wilder write Prison Town instead of Our Town? Because Our Town sounded a lot better and he could do it in 3 acts. And he did. Prison Town would be done in 5 acts with a killing and a slaughter and a rapist. Now, Burton said that she was less interested in working on the case and helping him obtain possible release. Marrying him would allow her to get information that is not available to non-relatives without elaborating. There are certain things that next king can do. And Charlie has to have he's innocent and will get a new trial. But as we know, as we all know, most people in history know, he's been incarcerated since 1969.
Right.
For the Tate and LaBianca murders. He was a habitual criminal. And before that,
he's been in jail. Either.
Right, and he spent most of his life in prison. He had two women followers, Leslie Van Houten and Patrick Kerwinkle. Who remain in prison. Another former student, Atkins, died of cancer behind bars. They were convicted in the gruesome killings of Sharon Tate and 4 others at her estate on August 9th, 1969, and the grocers Leno and Rosemary LaBianca were killed the following night. Manson will not be eligible for parole until 2027.
Oh, lovely.
In which there will be no bars, there will be loads of internet and more hackers, and probably NASA will have invented a monorail around the United States of America.
Right.
There will be a whole new world, and this 26-year-old will be, depending on her date of birth, probably 84 to 90. I don't know about you, but this is absolutely insane.
I agree.
It's great.
But it could be the greatest reality show our country has ever had. Since Honey Boo Boo took office at the Lifetime Channel.
Or not.
Johnny?
Yeah?
You have the next story.
So Hasbro's cream product...
Go ahead.
I'm already going ahead.
I know you
yes.
are. Go ahead.
Hasbro is creating products that would help kids learn to play. Help kids with disabilities learn to play.
Which is very cool.
which is awesome.
It sure is awesome. So Hasbro is partnering with the Autism Project.
Ooh.
Create instructional videos and tools to help children with disabilities. Please forgive me, it's 25 degrees outside. My brain is frozen.
It's definitely cold.
Yeah. Instructional videos and tools to help children with developmental disabilities learn how to play with their toys. Which I think is awesome. So, finally kids with autism can, like, play with their Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
Because you need some real motor skills for that.
Yeah. It's very hard when you obviously can't or they have trouble. That's really hard.
It's like... I've worked on my motor skills. Like, I make these jewelry, like these little beaded bracelets.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot harder, too. You're getting going through so much.
Yeah.
Than you expect. For things to actually go well, too.
Yeah. And if you gotta go on the Toy Box Tools website, there's actually a way to how you can like play with 8 of Hasbro's classic toys for free.
Wow, that's awesome. That's cool. That's like huge.
That's like a real game changer right there.
That really makes things interesting.
Certainly makes things a lot better, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's almost like you're really getting to go the best.
When you feel it in clear, you feel like you're everybody else.
Yeah.
Not like some, you know, like freak of nature.
And it's huge when you're getting to go and say, we're actually doing, having fun.
And that's all that matters, like having fun.
Yeah. That's what really should
matter.
What
was that?
Too.
What was that? What did I miss?
You missed that Hasbro is actually doing something really great for people who have disabilities. They're creating ways for kids to actually have being able and being capable of going and getting that getting to be a kid, getting to be
not to be like all laughed, not to be like laughed at because we're different,
right?
Well, what do you mean exactly?
Because
in terms of what? In terms of Mr. Potato Head actually getting functional ability, or just what?
Because they're able to have kids having that ability to...
Like kids be kids, basically.
Yeah.
Right, kids being kids.
So,
how long has this been not going on?
Why wasn't this around when I was a kid?
Yeah, well, when we all were kids.
I agree.
Love this inclusion these days.
Inclusion should be... should be something key.
I think that most people most people with autism now don't have, like, one of the things with autism is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, is the ability to come into your social butterfly.
Yeah.
Right.
And Allison, you can attest to this more than I can.
Yeah,
speak to it.
I know.
So,
I can.
Go ahead.
I see everyone as being accepted for no matter what they do. It's not a thing of who's better, who's it, who's that. It's a matter of saying people with disabilities need the fair shake. You can't just have one. Have an expectation that is clearly not right either. And realize that everyone matters, not the latter.
And it's not supposed to be like survival of the fittest over here.
Right.
We should all just get along, you know?
Yeah.
Well, survival of the fittest. Yeah. That was Darwin's theory of evolution.
Yeah.
Right.
It should be survival of, I mean, to Congress, it's survival of the most disabled.
Right.
You know, I think that Darwin never intended... He intended this theory for birds. He didn't really intend it for people with disabilities.
Right.
You know, and the thing with Hasbro is that I love Hasbro.
As do I.
Oh.
I love Hasbro. I used to play Hasbro as a kid. I thought it was excellent. I still think it's excellent. In terms of stuff that you are instantaneously, you're practically this company does so much around the world, and it's good that a woman is present of us finally, because now it makes it more of an acceptable thing. I have a friend who's actually interning at Hasbro for the year, and I know Pawtucket really well, you know, where they're based.
Hmm. Interesting.
You know, and it's insane the stuff that he gets to do, you know, and he's having a great time doing it.
Right.
However,
yeah, it's like they have this big thing called My Little Pony. Everyone's obsessed with it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, Transformers as well.
Right, yeah.
And, yeah, Transformers. Everything within that.
Right.
You know, it has to be. I mean, now the world is becoming more included in inclusion.
Yeah.
Rather than less afraid of it. I mean, 16 years ago, we were so afraid of it. We blamed people with disabilities. Now, 40 years on, we want to help people with disabilities.
Yes.
I think it's always been helping people with disabilities. But
right.
In a, we're not just going to say it out side in the open kind of way. I think Hasbro is now stepping up in a big way. But now, we do have a word from our sponsor, which is from these guys.
Does Nancy Pelosi piss you off? Do you wish Congress could act appropriately? If you do, please call 1-800-DISABILITY-ADVOCATE. And if you call within the next few seconds, you will be able to save this country. Roosevelt would be turning over in his grave. This message was sponsored by, in part, by Beyond the Point of Understanding. Ordinarily, it would mean understood. Allison?
Yes?
What is going on with the ABLE Act?
Yes. Oh, yes, Congress has time, needs to act, help those with disabilities, which means the disability savings account, if it is not passed, means that there will be still struggles for people with disabilities, and in it would risk individuals accruing up to, if they don't pass, it would only limit people with disabilities would only be able to save up to $14,000 annually in special accounts by financial institutions. Which
$14,000 annually?
Yes, annually. It's kind of the pitch, if you must say it to myself.
What do you mean? In terms of the new law or the old law?
The old one. It's like,
well, yeah, because Roosevelt, when he had the Great Depression, when he had all this stuff, right? No disrespect against Mr. Roosevelt or President Roosevelt or Eleanor or any of, you know, anything. However, I think Eleanor would have said, it's time to move on.
Yes, sure.
And the thing is that with this Able Act would precede a lot of things that would be coming to people with disabilities, including us. You know, that a lot of people with regular accounts, regular things, right? We don't get that money tax-free. You know. However, it would become tax-free, which means we would get more money, which means we'd be set. You know? Which would mean a lot of things. A lot of things that would become a lot more effortlessly simple. And taking that into effect, because most people, in terms of this ticking clock, has been ticking for about 2 years.
Yes.
In terms of about a day ago, right, advocates are pushing Congress to act before the end of the year that would allow people with disabilities to save money without jeopardizing their government benefits. Brilliant. Key legislators said that in September they reached a deal to move forward with on the legislation known as Achieving a Better Life, or the ABLE Act. Now, advocates are urging the House of Representatives to schedule a vote on the bill of Congress the week after Thanksgiving to allow time for the U.S. Senate to follow suit before Congress adjourns for the year. Everything is very, very urgent. It's where the president of the National Down Syndrome Society. And this is the most popular bipartisanship bill before Congress, and we hope they will act swiftly. Under this law.
Right.
Under this law. Okay. This is why I'm so excited. I'm like literally pissing my pants. Not literally. But
yeah, that would be bad.
I might as well in excitement. Would be able to save a No, not you, George Takei. We all know what you stand for, which is liberation.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
I'm not an ignoramus. Anyway. Annually, the special accounts that could be established for any financial institution. Yes! Individuals to accrue up to $100,000 in savings without risking eligibility for government benefits like Social Security and Medicare coverage could be retained no matter how much money is deposited. Yahoo! Money set aside in the proposed ABLE accounts could be able to pay for education, healthcare, transportation, housing, and other expenses, well, except for dissection of a living pig. I don't think that they would do that. What's more, interest earned on savings within the accounts, which are all modified by the formula 529 savings fund, would be tax-free. The bill as languished in Congress since 2006. God damn it, Congress. Why haven't you kicked your ass before?
Right.
Why? I mean, Allison, you tell me why. Why?
I don't know. I'm not them.
You pretend to be them.
How about no?
Okay, fine, no. Anyway,
I'm stuck in traffic on I-66 every morning. I know.
However, the window of opportunity. But yet, earlier this year, it was presented. The legislation was presented for the first time on the floors of vote of House and Senate. However, the window of opportunity is closing quickly, and without approval this year, the process will start anew with a new Congress convened in 2015.
Which is never.
Which would not be great. And Weir said that she was optimistic about the bill, which provided current sponsorship of 85% of its members of both House and State. And we are not dead, which will get a vote in December. For their part, lawmakers have largely been silent on the measure in recent months. But in a statement earlier this fall, the bill's chief sponsors and leaders in the Senate Committee on Finance said they were working to send the evil act to the president's desk during the lame duck session. Quack, 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 quack. Anyway. This is all great news.
Excellent
news. This is great news. This is fantastic news. It would be a $98,000 improvement. Fantastic. I mean, how do you feel, Tony, about this? What do you think?
I think it's awesome.
In what way is it awesome?
Like, you finally get a job and not worry about, like, the very low limits.
And also not, not having the I say for me, at least, you know, since I'm a playwright and, you know, I can tell you 6 years ago, for the past 6 years, I've been worrying how much money can I actually save, move out of my parents' apartment. And I can now do that with my significant other. This is brilliant. It's great news all around. I mean, we've been waiting for this for some time, and justice has come. You know, it's about time with the education, isn't it?
Sure.
Isn't it? Anyway, Allison?
Yes?
Do we have 19 kids in county would more likely be biting the dust on TLC, and we have, what is that about?
19 kids, very, very conservative show, just did a big boo-boo.
Say what? What do you mean?
They're really not thinking about the LGBT community either.
In what way?
Which means bad remarks. Very bad remarks.
In terms of?
What they're talking about.
What are they talking about?
How they're actually not really making it where they're saying comments that are you count as discriminatory comments that are anti-LGBT, and how they feel that it's a thing of where they promote the they don't promote equality. They make it where it's quite different. It's their morals being showed. They're not, but you're getting you're actually getting yourselves into deeper trouble for not saying everyone they're making claims that it's where anyone, has where there's issues where there's kids allegedly making issues out for being a director of a company that deals with anti-gay family research within the alleged slave group and pedophilia and discrediting the theory of ex-gay therapies, which is completely, it's very, I've heard about it, not ever want to, I just don't see it being good. I'm pure for equality of all, not just one group. So, yeah.
I mean, I honestly am here for equality. And equality on all fronts.
Right.
No matter what the cost.
Same here.
That is what I am, you know, here for, you know, whether it be gay or disabled or anything rather, you know, I am here, excuse me, it is cold out, I will agree with that.
Yes.
I am here to basically make sure that all this stuff goes through and have...
Same here.
All this, but it does go through. And if it didn't go through, you know, I am rooting on the ABLE Act and rooting for them to do the right thing.
Me too. Me too.
We all are. We all are. And friends, our families, you know, people who support the show, we said call in. And guess what it did? It pushed them.
Right.
It pushed them to do what is needed.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's brilliant. And that,
I agree.
That is something,
that's something
that
to talk. That's,
we are,
that's something
totally for. And fuck you, TLC. Well, not fuck you. I'll retract that statement. Brilliant on you, canceling 19 kids and counting. Because the Dugans are crap
anyway. We still don't know if it is canceled. It's not canceled yet.
Well,
it's just a petition.
But
it's on the road to being... it's on the road to being canceled. However...
Yes.
This is 9:50.
What?
We would like to say that because of this new format...
Wait. So, I believe, like,
we,
you... You know, I believe
what?
One more thing. Say, I believe people have the right to believe what they want to believe. That's what I said earlier, and that's why I'm sticking to it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
People have the right to believe what they want to believe, and then...
Yes.
And then pull out their guns. You know?
Yeah.
It's like
going to a town meeting
and not being prepared.
With us, it's a thing of us saying where people have the right to believe, but also have your eyes open to other things as well. That's what I would do. So that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's different.
Everybody's different. And that is a great thing.
That's what
we celebrate on this podcast. We celebrate difference, and we celebrate satire, and we celebrate disability. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's right. So, in accordance with our new format, well, we have a list of credits to read you. I know, a list of credits. This episode was produced by AMC Press & Co. Our sound wizard is Johnny Dubell. Our driver is Pick Up and Drop Off. Our newest cast members are Elaine Goodman and Amanda Cavanaugh. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night for our final show of the week.
And then we'll be back Monday, and then it's off for celebration of the holiday. And you guys
And we will be back after that with a lot of fresh new episodes. In the meantime, stay warm. Do not go outside. If you go outside, and if you live in the Middle East, fantastic for you. It's hot down there. Good. It's not hot enough to actually experience the cold in the United States. Anywhere else?
Everywhere else but Florida. It's cold.
Anywhere but Florida? Jesus Christ. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you, and...
Guess
we bid you adieu. Bye-bye.